I'm Phil Neen with WRCO Sports. Yesterday in the hometown in baseball Final Four, a win for Evansville over Sun Prairie 6-2, and Verona captured the home talent round robin championship with a 5-2 victory over Sauk Prairie. That means the Verona Cavaliers win the title for a third year in a row. Over the weekend, Cashton High School hosted a great cross-country meet. Lots of teams were involved from around southwest Wisconsin. And for the boys' results, Kickapoo LaFarge came out on top with a total of 60 points. Richland Center Ithaca finished second at 65. Nisida, Brookwood, and Bangor rounded out the top five. Riverdale was in sixth among the 15 teams that were involved. Looking at the individuals for the boys, the top overall score was Cooper Powell of Brookwood's 17:54. Clayton Lee of Richland Center was second with a time of 18:19. Also for Richland Center, Ryan Stadler was fifth. It was Kiernan Culver taking ninth place overall. Ethan Hady was 25th. Devin Woodhouse was 33rd for the Richland Center Ithaca Runners. Brayson Garcia-Bolin was 49th. Connor Montez was 71st. And Henry Clancy was 88th. For Kickapoo LaFarge, their top runner was Landon Turgeson, who was 4th in the meet with a time of 18:29. Brecken Miller was 10th. Arlen Walter and Sam Miller ran close. Sam finished 13th. Arlen was 15th. Jeff Olson was 19th for Kickapoo LaFarge. And Theo Parr was overall 27th. Lane Miller was 41st. For Riverdale's running on the day, the Chieftains with a total of the varsity boys finishing 6th place out of 15 teams. Lakota Brewer medaled by running in 18:51 and finishing in 8th place. Other runners were Hunter Wilkinson, 26th. Caleb Shillaline was 33rd. Wyatt Schramm, 39th. Carson Knight, 45th. And James Schramm was 60th overall. Also, the first race of the morning on Saturday saw the Riverdale Varsity Girls with the time of 9 o'clock getting underway right away, and they finished in 7th place out of 15 teams with Mallory Meese medaling and finishing in 7th place with a time of 22:31. Other team finishers were Melanie Williamson, 36th, Kaylee Carter was 47th, Megan Krull was 71st, and Riley Leith was 75th overall. Due to injury, Clark Gilson was the lone middle school runner for Riverdale. Clark finished in 17th place with a time of 10:54. For the Riverdale girls, the medalist was Lexi Baumkamp, who finished second with a time of 10:58. Other athletes running included Alexis Carter, Hadley Wilkinson, Rose Schramm, and Olivia Matthews. For the varsity girls, Viroqua was the top team, scoring a 49. Kickapoo LaFarge finished second. Bangor third, Brookwood fourth. Richland Center Ithaca was fifth among the 15 teams. The top overall runner was from Royal Wunniwak Center, Katie Field. Also for Richland Center, their top runner was Grace Fretz, finishing 8th with a time of 22:43, and Pearl Fretz was 9th with a time of 22:51. Also for RCI, Rachel Waterfall was 25th, Adeline Lawless was 44th, Elizabeth Wersma was 57th, and Ava Gotchel was 65th. For Kickapoo LaFarge, Kendall Andelsek was 12th, and Colby Andelsek was 13th. Also, Jaden Nagel, 15th in the running, Katie Rando was 30th, Braylon Culver was 35th, Hannah Teal was 60th, also Ava Burbach, 69th, and Clara Hazel was 70th. Madison McKittrick was 80th for the Kickapoo LaFarge runners. Over the weekend, boys soccer saw River Valley tie Waupun at 1 in the Central Wisconsin Christian School Tournament. It was Aquinas defeating Amherst 4-2. Columbus Catholic 2-1 over River Valley in a later contest at the tournament. Baraboo was a 2-1 winner over Delavan Darien in girls volleyball from Saturday. In other tournament action, Dodgeville 2-0 over Poinette, and Baraboo was a 2-0 winner over Broadhead. Baraboo defeated Delavandarian 2-0, and Poinette over Fenimore as well. Quail Run with the Golf League results. The end of the second half update from officials. Pat Keegan with a 37 during week 18, including a birdie on hole 2. Josh Coy with a 38, birdieing hole 3. Joe Halverson a 39. And also Ryan Pogstat and Jarrett McDonald all with 39s. Joe birdied hole 2. Ryan birdied hole 6 and 8. And Jarrett birdied hole 8. With 40s, Aaron Halverson, Rich Barrancott, Brian McCarville, and Dale Mortimer. Rich Barrancott birdied hole 8, and Dale birdied hole 2. The last of the missed rounds were completed on Sunday. The results were tallied. Team 9 won the second half by 1 point over Team 4, 369 to 368. Members of Team 9 are Jarrett McDonald, Steve Shashina, and Steve Davis, along with Dennis McHugh. Steve Shashina also finished the regular season with the highest number of points, 264, just 6 points higher than last season's point winner, Jim Johnson. On Tuesday night, Team 9 will play the winners of the first half, Team 5, for the season championship, while the other teams compete in a scramble tournament. The Brewers' 5-game win streak ended Sunday on an infield single in the bottom of the 11th. Santiago Espinal bounced a grounder off Milwaukee reliever and losing pitcher Bryce Wilson, which scored the designated runner, and the Reds won 4-3. Willie Adames hit a home run in all 4 games of the series, including Sunday. Bryce Terang became the 9th Brewer to steal 40 bases in a season when he swiped second in the 5th inning. Elsewhere yesterday, the Cubs with a 14-1 win over Washington. Miami 7-5 over San Francisco. Arizona 14, the Dodgers 3. Philadelphia 3-2 over Atlanta. In the American League, Detroit 4, Boston 1. Houston 7-2 over Kansas City. Minnesota 4, Toronto 3. Texas 6-4 against Oakland. And the Angels 3-2 over Seattle. Interleague play, Cleveland 6, Pittsburgh 1, the Mets 2-0 over the White Sox, San Diego 4, Tampa Bay 3, St. Louis 14-7 over the Yankees, and Baltimore beat Colorado by a score of 6-1. The Brewers return home to meet the St. Louis Cardinals. Freddy Peralta will get the start in that key series. Raging wildfires in Brazil are threatening the Packers' 2024 NFL season opener against the Eagles. Brazilian officials say they think the fires were started by criminals. The fires have impacted air quality so severely that the contest could be canceled or possibly moved to Philadelphia. Those fires are still out of control and are said to be threatening people in more than 30 cities. If the game can be played, it would be the second international game in Packers history. The Packers are scrambling this week to get everybody in place, and the question is whether they will go with Willis or Clifford for the backup quarterback to Jordan Love. Here's Matt LaFleur.
Whether you're on the 53 or you're on the practice squad, your job is to prepare as you're the starter. I mean, in reality, that's not always the case, obviously, but I expect every man in that room, if you're wearing a Green Bay Packer uniform, you got to get ready to go play a football game.
LaFleur says it is tough preparing for game one.
It's a guessing game in some respect. I think that's why you really got to focus on what you do and knowing your rules inside and out, knowing the details of what you're trying to get done, and that's what we've emphasized to our guys. And then certainly it comes down to adjustments. You're going to have to adjust week one. At some point within the game, you're going to have to adjust, and whoever can typically do that better will probably win the game.
And the Packers will start the season with that new kicker. Braden Narveson might not have been the happiest person in his own family when the Packers claimed him off waivers to make him their kicker. The move represented a homecoming for Narveson's wife. Shelby Narveson grew up with a family full of Packers fans in Prescott, Wisconsin. Prescott is located just east of the Minnesota border and about 270 miles west of Green Bay. Narveson will make his NFL regular season debut Friday when the Packers open their their season.
Just holds and snaps with these two guys. There's a lot to learn and go quick with, but at the same time, it's still the same stuff. You're still, trusting the operation. They've been doing this for a long time. Nothing really changes on my end except just little tidbits. But yeah, just getting comfortable with the team, getting comfortable in the atmosphere, and having fun with it.
With a look at Monday morning sports for WRCO, I am Phil Nee.